Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. That's code CSX for a special offer when you sign up. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Red Wings, yesterday was a big day for Detroit sports. I'll explain why in a couple, just two stories here. Red Wings make a big trade. Anthony Mantha goes to the Capitals for Jacob Vrana, Richard Panik, and a first and second round pick. Two things. One, I guarantee you Mantha will do better in Washington.
Oh,
he needed a change of scenery.
100%.
It never worked for him. Vrana's legit.
Vrana can score. Guy.
Yeah. I think this is the trade where you start to see Yzerman start making multiple moves, and this is where the Red Wings turn the corner.
No, I agree with you. How this is the most moves the Wings have made in a long time at the trade deadline. A long time. I don't even know if they have. Have they made one in the last 4 years?
No idea.
Line that mattered?
I don't know. But I know that you're going to see the younger guys. I know a lot of the young players that we've had have gone over playing over in Sweden or playing in Grand Rapids and stuff. You're going to see the young guns come up at the end of the season. They're going to give them some ice time. Yzerman talked about that yesterday. We might get a little sneak peek of what's coming.
Well, that and if they play a couple of games, play real well, they're trade bait then, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But I'm telling you, this will be the day we're going to look back and go, this is when the Wings pulled the trigger and all the draft picks they got. And then on the ice, they were working hard last night, man. They beat Carolina 3-1. They were all over them last night. And then the Tigers snapped their losing streak. Excuse me. They beat the Astros 6-2. Casey Mize gets his first win. Hinch in his first game back to Houston since all of this.
Oh, gosh. I forgot about that.
Yeah. So they gave him a nice little thing. You watch the Tigers. These young pitchers are going to start figuring out. We're going to talk with Wilson Ramos a little bit later on this morning, catcher for the Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
We asked him that. We talked to him before the game yesterday. Look what happened. I'm not saying it was our response. You know.
Yeah, it was all us.
Why not? Take ownership for it, man. Hell, why not? We'll talk with Ramos a little bit later on this morning. So that's my call. Tigers are going to be better than they thought. The young pitchers are going to start knocking people down. Casey Mize was dealing last night.
He was dealing in his first game.
Yes. There's some good arms there, man. They're going to figure it out. And the Lions are going to the playoffs.
All right.
What do you mean? Drink the Kool-Aid. Dan Campbell yesterday. The Lions are going to playoffs. Come on. Woo!
Woo!
I don't even know you right now. You're in postmaster's mode. Come on, man. This is a big day for Detroit sports.
All right. Now do something.
Stop it. No. We live on hope here in Detroit, not results.
Hey, I love Dan Campbell and all the stuff he's doing, but you're still here to coach the team, bro.
The draft's coming up in 2 weeks. Don't knock my buzz. Don't tell me the bar's closing.
Ooh, for that wide receiver we're taking.
Stop it. God. Someone's getting their shot today, grumpy. All right. Finally, last thing. There's a story. This happened in Philadelphia, which out of all the sports towns, you would not expect Philly to be a place where something nice happens.
Right.
Philly's known for throwing car batteries at players and cheering to Michael Irvin's laying there paralyzed. But this happened with Phillies and the Atlanta fans all weekend long. If you want to see it, the keyword is...
ball.
Here's how it started.
A two-run shot into and out of the glove of that Phillies fan whose dad is letting him have it. How can you drop that?
Then he dropped it again.
Dad's all over him. Dad says, it's my fault. He's trying to get the baseball to watch Dad shaking his head, puts the hoodie on. I don't want to be seen with this kid.
Oh, wow.
Just totally disses his kid.
Oh, gets better.
Dad's going to make him walk home.
His bullpen got the baseball.
Oh, look at that.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Gave the ball to a Freddie Freeman. That's cool.
That's awesome.
That's a dad who's raised his son right.
A ball to wave. Earns him a perfect 10. He's our fan of the game, at least as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
That was great.
Well done. He's coming back to thank him.
So the kid gets the home run ball from Freddie Freeman, wearing Phillies gear, sitting next to his dad, and he drops it. They throw it back up to him from the bullpen. He drops it again.
Yep.
His dad is just busting on him in a good way. He's not being mean.
No.
Again, now the key word for all this is...
ball.
He gives the ball. The kid, his dad never told him to do this. He gives the kid... behind him, wearing a Freddie Freeman Braves jersey, the ball.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, that's a cool kid.
How old's the kid? 10?
Right.
11?
Maybe. Yeah, right around there.
So he does this, and you'll see it, and it's just uplifting. And then Freddie Freeman finds out about this and winds up giving the kid a ball. The next day, they invite the kid back. The Phillies fan.
Yes.
Autographed by him and some dude named Bryce Harper.
Yeah, just a little guy named Bryce.
But there's more. Acuna, we have the Acuna stuff up there,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, that's on the same post.
Acuna hits a bomb for the Braves, and there was a kid there. Now, tell me the rest of the story.
A big Acuna fan. He's 5 years old from Venezuela. His dad and him flew here to go to the game to watch Acuna play. He hit a home run, and they showed a video of him going nuts in the stands, a little five-year-old. And then the next day, Acuna found out about this, so then welcomed him down to field level, gave him a ball, took a picture with the kid, held him, all the stuff.
It is mind-blowing.
Like, what the hell is going on at
this was like a love fest in Philly with the Braves players and the Phillies fans.
Very
and
cool.
People flying in from Venezuela and people spending 3 years in stadiums hiding out. I don't know what the hell's going on in Philly. It really is cool, though. 248-398-9279. Text us, of course, the keyword is
ball.
And remember, this is the day that Detroit sports turns the corner.
Turns it.
Big Jim's house.
I want to go back to this bowler. I love this clip, dude, and I'm so glad you pulled this audio. A guy on the PBA over the weekend on TV actually hit the 710. Do you ever bowl a 300?
Not in real bowling.
Wee bowling doesn't count.
I could go pro on switch.
Okay.
Switch bowling.
In real life, how close have you come? Because you're a good bowler.
I mean, I've bowled like a 240 something, but
holy crap.
I've never
Are you serious?
Yeah, not like consistently, like got lucky once.
All right, it's 6:25 in the morning. Is there anyone listening right now who's throwing a 300?
Oh, I need my brother to call.
Not your brother.
No, he hasn't bowled a 300. There's a guy he works with who's bowled, not kidding you, 47 of them.
Shut the front door. Are you serious?
I'll text my brother right now. This guy's like, he's got rings and stuff for it.
I got my buck. 248-398-9279. I bet you a buck. Is there anyone listening right now who's throwing a 300?
There's some good bowlers in the Motor City, man.
Are you in on this or not?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, here's the clip. The Ginger Assassin. The clip is awesome. If you're into bowling at all, you got to see this. We'll send it right to your phone. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is
bowl.
710. Come on, man.
The 710 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. My goodness, the Ginger Assassin just dropped the 710. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
I love that clip and the look on the guy's face. The 18 years old, just the cat who ate the canary, man. Yeah, I did that.
Oh, yeah, pumped up.
You pointed out something else. We were talking about this before. By the way, house phone's still open. You're going to owe me a dollar. Is there anyone who's throwing a 300 that's listening right now? It's early, dude. 248-398-9279. Damn it, phones are ringing. He told them, don't reset the pins.
Yeah, he said no re-rack. You hear it in the clip. So I'm guessing, I didn't know you could do that, but is that to where you don't make the...
Well, you'll normally see them for a spare. They will reset it.
Yeah, the machine comes down, picks them up, and then puts them back where they need to go. Because I think the 10 got pushed a little bit closer to the 7, it looks like to me. I don't know, but I don't get that. I'm not that into bowling, or, you know, too deep to where I know what that means. But I know it was a Ryle oil pattern, and he was...
Okay, Ryan's playing it down now. I've heard you, like, when you went bowling, you've gotten into, like, looking at alleys and making sure what they're...
Yeah, see what their oil patterns are.
Yeah, he gets mad about this. All right. What's the keyword again for the clip?
Bowl.
Bowl. All right, let's grab here. Hi, good morning, Jody. Welcome into Big Jim's house.
Hi.
So we're calling you.
My stepson bowls 300s all the time.
Damn, all the time. I love that.
Do we take this? Does this count?
What do you mean?
Does this count?
It counts.
I said, is there someone listening who's bowled a 300? Kelly steps on his bowl. Oh. Jody, I apologize. No, all right. I'll give him the dime. There you go. So how many 300s has he bowled? Here's your money, Ryan.
Let's see. Like, he just does it for fun. Well, he's in Leeds. He lives up in UP. And, like, he's got rings and jackets and money and stuff. I bet you he's gotten maybe 10 or 12.
What?
300s.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
Okay.
He gets them, like, every week. like, he'll bowl and call out, hey, I got another 300. Hey, I got another 300. I'm like, seriously, you know?
I bowled ace.
Yeah, he was thinking about going professional and doing it.
That's what I was going to ask you, Jody. Why didn't he go pro?
You know what? I don't know. He's just really good at it. It's amazing how good he is at it.
Well, I've watched Kingpin a couple times, so I feel like I'm halfway there. I'm just going to find an Amish kid to go bowling for me. Jody, hey, tell you what. We're going to get you one of our keychains here, one of our Big Jim's House keychains. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. There she goes. Fine. Holy crap. Every week? Just goes out and throws a 300?
That's crazy.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Tim, congratulations, dude. He said he's been bowling since 1968 and just bowled his first 300 last Wednesday.
Nice. Good job, Tim. 248-398-9279. I'm only paying you $1. I'm not going to keep doing this for all the people.
I'm going to get rich today, yeah.
Yeah.
No. Big Jim's House.
We're still talking about the 710 split guy. I love this video. If you want to see it, the ginger assassin picking up a 710 split for the first time in 30 years?
Yes, since 91.
On TV. 18-year-old kid. Text us. The keyword is...
bowl.
Yeah, if you're new to the show, thanks for stopping by. The same number you used to call, you'll talk to Jack, 248-398-9279. You can also text that number. You put bowl in there, we'll send you the link right back to your phone. And it's awesome. And again, as a side note, you were very acute in your observation that he told him, don't reset it.
Yeah.
Because he knew something about that 10-pin, the way it was set.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's like a... I didn't know you can do that. I thought the thing just always came down.
I guess not. But yeah, you'll see a keyword bowl. But who's throwing a 300? We had Jody earlier. Her son does it all the time.
Yeah.
That's great. How many did he have? He had like one a week or something?
Yeah, she said he calls him every week. Yeah, I bowled another one.
I bowled 300. What's for dinner, Mom? Mom, the meatloaf. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. Have you bowled a 300?
I have bowled a 300.
All right. I'm not giving him another dollar. No.
That's
you
okay.
Bowled, so
that's okay.
Where did you bowl it?
I bowled it out at Town and Country Lanes in Westland.
All right. I've always wondered, because we were talking about, you know, there's points in any sport where you get to that last frame. Were you nervous in the 10th? What was it like?
It was actually the 11th shot. That's where I was nervous.
Okay. All right.
But
well,
I was angry at my ex-husband. I was angry at my children, so I didn't care. I just threw it.
Wait a minute! You threw a hate 300?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
The greatest 300 ever. So, you just pictured your ex-husband as the head pin all the time and just destroyed it?
Oh, absolutely, yes, sir.
Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
A hate 300. All right. Wow. All right, well, first of all, we would never want to make you mad, Kelly, because you're awesome for listening in the morning.
Well, I have two sons that have also done that, and they are bowling for college, so.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I love this.
Yeah.
I love this. I threw a 300 series once. Does that count?
Absolutely. Sure it does.
Okay, that counts.
If it made you happy, it sure did.
And it's funny how you got nervous on your 11th shot, and Ryan's 11th shot at Coach's Corner, he doesn't remember any of it.
That's what I bowl better.
It's totally different. Yeah.
Big Jim's House.
We're still talking about this bowling. Such a cool video. Young man whose nickname is...
The Ginger Assassin.
Oh. 18-year-old. First time in 30 years on TV, picking up the 710 split. The call's great. We'll get to it in a second. If you want to see the video, and if you're into bowling, you got to see it.
Oh, yeah.
The keyword is...
bowl.
Yeah. We'll send it right to you. You're going to bowl tonight. Adrian's Met, Grease 2.
You're
the only one? I thought you would appreciate that. Man who makes obscure movie references. So we start talking about people getting 300 games. We had a text message from somebody about, was their dad bowled six in a row?
Yeah. I was trying to get the name of it here, but bowled 300s six times in a row. Yeah, you were right.
Say, yeah.
Jeez, well,
he bowled a 300 game six times in a row. Holy crap.
That's wild.
Bob Fluig, Piedmont Bar Bowling League.
I'm going to have to look that
up.
Come on. That's crazy.
John, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
So it says here your daughter threw a 300?
Yeah. See, back in 2018, before she started college, I told her, if you bowl 300, I'll give you my brand new Equinox. And 2 days later, she went out and bowled a 300. So now I'm driving a 2010 Malibu.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a great payoff. Great dad, yep. too.
Yeah, I kept my word.
Yeah, you did. So had she ever come close before? Morning, man. Had she ever come close before, John?
Yeah, she bowls 260, 279.
Wow.
I guess you just had to offer something that was worth it, and she did it.
Man. Look at you. You paid off the bet, though. You paid off the bet. What a good dad.
She's now at Lord's University, bowling for Lord's University in Sylvania, Ohio, and she's driving a 2018 Equinox.
Hey, there you go.
Do they call themselves the Lords of Bowling? They should, right? I mean, that should be their team name.
They should.
That's great. John, appreciate you sharing that story, bud.
All right, man. Have a good one. Listen to you guys every morning.
Thank you, bud. Later.
All right. Later.
There he goes. That's cool. Here's the call, by the way.
710. Come on, man.
The 710 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. My goodness, the Ginger Assassin just dropped a 710. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
I want to be that excited about anything in life.
Oh, that's amazing. What
great
a call.
Great call. Keyword, bowl, right?
Yes, bowl.
248-398-9279. Tim Allen is involved with our show on Friday morning.
Big Jim's house.
On the 29th of this month, we are heading north. If you're new to the show, we've been doing restaurant road trips for about 3 months now. Trying to highlight local joints here in the Motor City and just bring awareness to them and helping out the men and women who work there. And it's been great. Now, if you want to see any of the videos and see what we're up to, text us. The keyword is...
The keyword's trip.
Yeah. And you'll see a little highlighted part. Click that. It'll take you back to the videos.
Yes.
But we thought, well, let's go one step further. A lot of people have been telling us about Clyde's. And if you've never been, Clyde's on the other side of the Mackinac Bridge.
Right.
That Mackinac Bridge.
Yeah.
I'm pointing up. We're going to do the show live from a Ford Mustang on the 29th. We're going to leave and head there 300 miles. Our goal is we got to get there by the end of the show. Totally doable.
Yeah.
We'll be fine. If we get there, we're raising money for Vets Returning Home. It's a veterans charity here in Roseville. They feed 800 veterans and their families every week. The whole food tie-in to the restaurant road trip. So all we're looking for is $10 a mile. That's it. If you want to sponsor 1 mile, go for it.
Right, anything, yeah.
That's it. You got a business, you want to challenge people, we'll put you on the air. I'm serious.
Yep.
You want to throw down the gauntlet and throw $100 at this, go for it. Our goal is simple, $3,000. We know times are tight for a lot of people, so we're not going to put the heavy lean on you.
Yeah.
But if you can, come on. Text us, keyword trip. But there's a problem with all this. Somebody's afraid of bridges.
So, okay.
Was that good? I've been supportive yesterday. Today I'm being a smartass.
Yeah.
Now, Ryan really has a genuine fear of bridges, and for you to do this is fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah, if
Thank
it's
you.
A bridge and it's up high, no, but it's. I mean, it's for a good cause, right? I can't be the guy who stops it.
I know, but the Zilwaukee freaks you out.
Oh, yeah, because that just seems unnecessary. You could go straight over whatever's underneath it.
Here's my problem with the Zilwaukee Bridge. I'm sure structurally it's fine. It looked kind of sketchy to me, driving over the Zilwaukee. It looks like it's a Lego bridge. Like, it really wasn't put together for that.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And why am I telling you this? I shouldn't have said that. I apologize.
I mean, I know it. I won't even tell. I can't say what I used to call it when I was a little kid on there.
Hold on. Let me hear. No, what is it? Really? Yeah, no, we're not calling it that.
My mom reminded me of that the other day.
That's what you call it?
You remember what they used to call it?
The Big B.
Yeah.
Rhymes with snitch. We'll leave it at that. Wow, that's what you called it?
Yeah.
I thought I was the sailor on the show. Okay. But we need advice, because this is not a radio bit. Ryan is genuinely afraid of bridges, and we're going over the third largest freestanding one in North America with the Mighty Mac. Why am I telling you all these things? Yeah. The other two fell down. I'm kidding.
Also, I don't like the word freestanding. It's like held together by poles and stuff. Why has it got to say freestanding?
I think that's what it is.
It's like you got a balance on it or it's going to tip over. You got
one leg on each side of the middle line.
Exactly. That's what it is. 248-398-9279. Dana, good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, Ryan. I just wanted to tell you, I am right there with you with the bridges. If you take 127 north, you will totally bypass your first hurdle, which is the Zilwaukee Bridge that I refuse to take. You stop in Indian River at a bar. You down a few.
you've got this mapped out.
You can get across. Yes, I do. I had to do it, and I had to do it with 2 8-year-olds panicked. They wondered why we were stopping in a bar, and I said, Mommy has to have a beer.
A little liquid courage to get over that.
Yep, and if you do 127, you completely bypass the Zilwaukee altogether, so that's one down.
So, Dana, we had somebody yesterday on our Facebook page say, you don't want to go, they were told by a toll booth worker there, you don't want to go across the bridge, you want to go over the bridge. There's a big difference. I'm like, okay, yeah. Yeah, you go across the bridge, you're going over. So, yeah. Got it, Ryan?
Got it. We're all set. Thank you.
Yeah, there it is. All right,
okay. You guys be safe, and I'll be making my donation later today.
You're fantastic. Keyword trip for everybody else, and all the money's going to go to Vets Returning Home right here in Roseville. Thank you, Dana. Appreciate you listening.
Okay, you have a great day.
There she goes. See? So now we got a plan. We don't have to go over the Zilwaukee.
Right.
We're going to, but we don't have to.
Okay.
We don't have time. I don't think we have time to do that.
Definitely don't have time to stop at the bar.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Let me get that one real quick here. Hold on. Mike, you have a fun fact about the Zilwaukee Bridge for us?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jim, yeah, when they started building that bridge, you know, it was really cool because they brought it in sections. And, in fact, you could they drove right through the center of that thing because it was all sectional.
Yeah.
But as they started to lay it, it started to sink into the mud, so they had to redo all the foundations on that bridge.
Oh, that's great.
maybe why it looks like it's made out of Legos, because really it is.
Okay, well, there you go. Thanks for the call, Mike.
So enjoy, Ryan. Enjoy that trip over that bridge.
Appreciate you listening, Mike.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. There he goes. There's Mike. What's wrong? Oh, I cut him off. Sorry.
Big Jim's house.
Jack's working the house phones, 248-398-9279. You want to help us help Vets Returning Home? We'd love a donation. Sponsor a mile. It's $10 a mile. Text us. 248-398-9279. The keyword, of course, is
trip.
Or if you want to call and challenge some of your friends in whatever profession you're in, let's do that, too. On the 29th, we're going to get in a Ford Mustang. We're leaving from here. We're going to Clyde's in St. Ignace on the other side of the Mackinac Bridge.
Right.
We're going to do the entire show live from a Ford Mustang. Thank you, Ford Motor Company. Our goal is, it's 300 miles, so $3,000. Vets Returning Home feeds 800 veterans and their families every single week here in the Motor City. They're awesome. Sandy Bauer, they're amazing people.
Yes.
So anything you can do, keyword trip. But we have one small problem. Ryan hates the bridges. And we're not talking Lloyd Bridges Travel Land, RV. We're talking, like, bridges. We should get them as a sponsor, by the way. Okay. Anyway. Someone else just texted in about what they had to do. What was it, their wife? What did they make her do?
Oh, Kathleen, he said, my dad used to make my mom sit on the floor of the car when we went over bridges because she would freak out. It's the only way we could get over the bridge.
So you'd lay down on the floor of the Mustang when we go over the Mackinac?
Yeah, I don't think I can fit myself in the back seat to get down on the floor.
No, I'm about the front seat. Yeah, we are going to be broadcasting live and streaming the whole
Indian
thing.
Leg style and stuff. I can't do that.
Yeah, I don't. You were a catcher.
I won't get up
this.
From that.
You're a professional athlete. Hold on, Christy. Good morning. Welcome into Big Jim's house. So, what should we do to help Ryan?
Try to find a listener who does hypnotism, and they can hypnotize him the day before, so he has no fear that day.
Smart.
That's a good one.
That is a great. Have you ever had hypnotized?
No.
Never had hypnosis? Oh. No. I got a guy who lives here that is a hypnotist. I'm serious.
Really?
I got a guy. Oh, I got a guy.
How do you got a hypnotist?
I've known him for years. Kevin, call me. Thank you, Christy. There she goes. 248-398-9279 is her house phone number. I do. He's a hypnotist. He does it on stage. He's performed at Ridley's and stuff.
So does he got to hypnotize me, and then when we get back, he's got to snap his fingers to get me out of it?
Oh, no. Your wife and I have a whole list of things he's going to put into your head while we have you hypnotized. It's like, I've got it here. 3 pages long. Yeah. Pick up your underwear. Does that help with the bridge trip?
I don't know.
All right. Keyword trip. Oh, it's Dale, the sign guy. Good morning, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, Big Jim?
We're good, man. You got an alternate route for us?
Yeah, you can go around that bridge. Take 675, takes you about an extra 10 minutes. You don't even have to go over it.
Okay, so there is that. We're only going to lose 10 minutes. We're hopefully getting a Shelby 500. We can make up the time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Are you freaked out by the bridge at all, Dale? Or Dale, are you cool with the bridge, or you don't mind, or what?
You know, I don't really care for bridges all that much myself. So I lived in Florida when the guy ran into the bridge there, the Skyway, and knocked it down. Yeah, I was in Florida when that happened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, I got a phobia against bridges myself. So
okay, so you're not alone. But there is an alternative here. Okay, thank you, bud. Good to hear from you, right. Dale.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Hey, good. You guys keep rocking.
All right, there it goes. By the way, would you people quit texting in pictures of swaying bridges?
Yeah, what the hell does that mean? That's that not right real, there. Right? That's fake.
The one, the picture of the bridge kind of to the
That's
right?
That's fake.
Sure, we'll go with that. You don't think that happens on the Mighty Mac?
No, it's almost like turning upside down. Looks like a Twizzler.
That's at one point, if it's windy, we're going to be upside down at one point over the bridge. You know that, right?
I'm telling you.
Like a Hot Wheels track?
You got a parachute? If I can wear a parachute backpack in case anything goes wrong, I can just...
Who am I taking with me? Dora the Explorer? No. We're not... If a monkey with boots on jumps out of the back seat, I'm out, dude. We're not doing this, Dora. You'll be fine.
This passenger seat has an ejection button, right? So I can just hit it.
Yeah.
Ejection.
Yeah.
Injection.
You know, but you shouldn't need an injection.
So a buddy of mine was asking me, hey, Jim, do you really have DraftKings Sportsbook app on your phone? I showed him. And then I proceeded to spend 10 minutes explaining to him everything that's on there because it's so cool. If you haven't downloaded the app, do it. And when you download it, use the code CSX. Trust me, you're going to want to. You're going to get a great bonus. But more importantly, it has changed how I watch games. It's so much fun. Any sport, when you get into it, man, this is another level. We've all been waiting for this so long here in Michigan. Now that it's here, DraftKings Sportsbook, it is the best. Check the app out today. Use that code CSX, though. Good morning, Big Jim's house, 741. Big Jim, there's Ron Logan on the left. 65, sunny today, 48 degrees right now. Rain rolls in tomorrow and Thursday, mid-50s. Slippery roads tomorrow. Be careful. More careful than the guy we posted on the garage page.
You're right.
The key word, of course, is...
Garage.
This is the most chill dude ever. If you've ever had an accident and just walked away from it and went, wow, that was crazy... We'd love to hear from you. 248-398-9279. Now listen closely. His car is on the other side of the guardrail.
Yeah, it's like a stone barricade on the side of the road.
Yeah, he's gone over it. And he's just sitting there when they catch up to him. Again, keyword crash.
What car is it?
Mine.
You seem pretty chill.
I was bound to crash sometime, you know?
What?
My past car engine blew up, just bought this one.
Wow, I'm glad you guys are okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good luck.
Bye, guys.
Have a good day.
I don't think he's in shock. He's just like, it was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what happens sometimes? He's going to get his dad buy him another one and blow that one up.
Sorry about that. Flip the car. 248-398-9279 is our house phone number. Jack's standing by there.
His buddy sitting next to him, though, when you watch the video, looks like he's going to kill him. Because he definitely goes, dude, getting in a car crash isn't just, well.
I don't know.
He's
I told you the story.
He's freaked out sitting next to him.
My buddy Bill King taught me how to drive in the snow. The one thing he told me to not do was to hit the brakes hard. Right? When you're in the snow.
Yeah.
And I'm driving, and then the first thing I did in my little Chevy Spectrum was nail the brakes. And that thing spun like a top. And I look to my right. I'm completely freaked out. And he's sitting with his arms crossed, just looking at me, not saying a word. Just like, you idiot.
Told you so.
And he never rode with me again. Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Hey, you just tell people that's how you got out of having to drive anybody anywhere.
Is that what I try to kill everybody when I drive in the snow?
Yeah, become a bad driver.
Yeah, well, mission accomplished. 248-398-9279. This is the most relaxed guy I've ever heard, though, when he did this.
What car is it?
Mine.
You seem pretty chill.
I was bound to crash sometime, you know? My past car engine blew up, just bought this one.
Wow, I'm glad you guys are okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, good luck.
Bye, guys. Have
a good day. Just sitting there chilling out. Keyword garage, of course. That I told you a couple years ago, we were out in California. I was visiting family members, and I found out something I'd never known. My dad had driven a car, his car, in high school off a cliff into a tree. He stuck a Buick in a tree.
Oh, no.
We never knew about this in my family for 40 years.
Well, thank God the tree was there, right?
Yeah.
But he would have just went,
wee. Well, I don't think my dad would be telling that story to anybody because it would have kept going. This is Mulholland, too. 248-398-9279. Keyword garage if you want to see it, though. But seriously, anyone ever had a moment like that? Have you ever had a moment like that? And why are we doing this now as we're talking about a road trip over the bridge?
Yeah, I was driving over a bridge and a car. No. I've never had a moment like that.
Hold on. Vito, welcome to Big Jim's house. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, man.
Good morning.
Yeah, back in 76, a buddy of mine and I had a 71 Duster with a 340 in it. We were cruising back down Sibley Rose with a case of beer, and I hit the shoulder, the ravel part of it, and flipped it.
You really? Both of us, okay.
Yeah, both of us walked away from it.
Oh, no. So you just watch, what was, were you like this dude that were watching the video? Were you just kind of processing everything and were just chill about it the whole time?
No, I heard about this guy in the video you were talking about.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of what happened. Yeah, 18 years old, flipped the car. 71 Duster.
There it is. 248-398-9279. I'm telling you, man, you're not alone. All right. Hey, Vito, nice to know you're out there, buddy. Have a good day. Enjoy this weather.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right. There he goes. See?
That's wild.
We'll be calm. Because the odds of flipping a car when you go over the Mackinac Bridge, I just Googled it. It's like 10%.
Oh, yeah, 10%.
We'll be fine.
Whatever.
We'll be fine.
I'm done.
We'll be fine. Will we go underneath the bridge? That's the fun part, man. Hey, 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house, 752. House money coming up, $500, seven times a day. Your chance to win $10,000. We'll give you the first keyword in about 10 minutes here. Denise Fair is with us. Hi, Denise. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Fantastic. Denise is the Chief Public Health Officer for the City of Detroit. Did I get it right?
You sure did.
Yay!
That's a mouthful.
I'm working on these titles here. Obviously, on everybody's mind is vaccinations and how to do it here in the City of Detroit. So kind of walk us through this for not only residents, but for people who work in Detroit.
Yes. So for those people who live or work in the City of Detroit, you can call us now and make an appointment to get your vaccine. The number is 313-230-0505. And we have multiple options, whether you want to go to the TCF Center for drive-through or walk-in, any one of our Saturday sites at local churches, or throughout the week. In fact, this week, we are launching the Neighborhood Vaccine Week. We're bringing the vaccine directly to you in your neighborhood.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. That's very cool. And then for people who work in Detroit as well, because I know we have a lot of CSX listeners in our workforce that, you know, make the trip every day into the Motor City or work there. Heck, every time we go to Ganella's and get a sandwich, that's pretty much our audience eating sandwiches in Detroit.
Yeah, you're right. Yep.
So
absolutely.
Same thing applies for them as well. How does that work?
Yes. If you live or you work in the City of Detroit, you are eligible. So give us a call, 313-230-0505. You can get your appointment too.
Okay. Jax, we got that number as well. So if you missed it or if you're driving or something, you need it later on, just text us and we'll send it to you. 313-230-0505. So, as far as getting the vaccines and stuff, and this is a strange question, Denise. Someone was asking me, you should laminate your card when you get your second one, right? Or if your first one, if it's changed, whatever you get, you should get it laminated and keep it on you at all times, or?
You know, I'm proud of my vaccination card, so I keep mine with me as well.
Right.
I've laminated. I probably will put it up in a frame. but it's important. I'm vaccinated. I'm safe. And I encourage you to get your vaccine, too, especially now if you look at the numbers. Our numbers are heading in the wrong direction. Our percent positivity is about 20%. A few weeks ago, it was only 3%. The number of cases has more than quadrupled. So we're still in the middle of a pandemic. The only way to stop it is to get vaccinated.
Somebody's listening right now. They're saying, I'm not sure. What do you tell them, A, and then where do they go? What's the best website for more information about this?
Sure. For those who are on the fence, if they're hesitant, I get it. I understand. I'm acknowledging your fears. I want to arm you with knowledge and education so you make an informed decision about what's best for you. You can go to our website at DetroitMI.gov/health to get all the information that you need so that you make the best decision for yourself and your family.
Okay. And again, that number is 313-230-0505. We get it?
Exactly right.
That's
it. Give us a call.
Denise Fair, the Chief Public Health Officer, City of Detroit. You got a big day in front of you here?
Big day. We're always working.
You want some more coffee or you're good?
I would love a top off. Thanks so much.
Okay, we'll get you topped off there. Appreciate you stopping by this morning and passing the information along because, you know, for everybody, I think to be informed and know what to do, if this is your choice, get out and get it.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you know, but that's, we encourage everyone to at least look into this one and make that call, 313-230-0505. Is that everything, Denise? We got it?
It is. Thanks so much.
Denise Fair, Chief Public Health Officer, City of Detroit. All right, cool. You getting yours now?
Yeah.
My man. Okay. Big Jim's house money, $500 seven times a day. Like
I'm taking what they're giving because I'm working for a living.
All right, house phone, 248-398-9279. Jack standing by. We want to know who's got their boots on, doing the expression thing here, doing right. Quotes. You working? You're on your way to work? We're proud of a blue and white collar and purple collar and green collar and every color collar you're wearing here in the Motor City. We wanted you to give a shout out. It's called a
boot check.
Who's got their boots on? 248-398-9279. We'll put you on hold for a second. Throw you right on the radio. Get a good text message, too. Was that from the...
From 810. Okay. Said, Seth Sr., Seth Jr., Mike, Chris, Andrew, Caden, all at the Melco. Boot check.
Boot check. Like that. 248-398-9279. Let's grab line four here.
Boot check.
Who's this?
This is Mike, Jim. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good, Mike. You got your boots on?
Got my boots on. I'm out on the golf course getting the water out of the bunkers out here at the scenic golf course in Pigeon, Michigan.
There it
nice.
Is.
Nice.
All right, man. All right, it's good to hear you, buddy. Have a great day.
You too, Jim.
All right, there he goes. Line two, this would be a
boot check.
Who's got their boots on? Who's this?
Mike. How you doing?
Good, Mike. Well, you got your boots on. What are you doing?
Trucking drive shafts for Chrysler.
Oh, nice. Okay, anybody you want to say hi to?
All the workers at Ram Express.
There it is, man. Be safe on the roads. Have a good day. Enjoy the sunshine.
Thank you, sir. Love you guys.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it. All right. 248-398-9279. Line six.
Boot check.
Who's this?
This is Nate.
Nate, you got your boots on?
Yes, sir. I want to give a shout out to Kazi Day Steel and Sterling Erectors. Hardest working fab shop in Detroit.
Any other folks in there or just everybody?
Everybody.
Nice.
Whole company.
Well, it's nice to know you're out there, bud. We got to make sure we get you one of those boot check stickers as well, okay?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for listening, man. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. There he goes. 248-398-9279. Folks on hold. We're going to get to you. Don't go anywhere. If you want one of the boot check stickers, we'll mail it to you absolutely free. We ship them out on Friday?
Yes. Right. Yep, at the end of the week.
Here's what you do.
Just email us, bigjimshouse@wcsx.com. Just tell us you want a boot check sticker there in the subject line and give us your name and address.
That's it, and we'll mail them out to you. Boot check, Red the Roofer checking in, doing it big in Brighton.
Yeah.
Red the Roofer. See, I like those ones. 248-398-9279. Line four.
Boot check.
All right, who's this?
Bob? Hey, after 38 years, I retired, and then I took on the toughest job in the world.
What's that?
I babysit my two grandkids 8 to 10 hours a day.
Okay. Yeah, go back to work, man. I mean, take a break. Okay.
I was in charge of 300 trucks and drivers, and trust me, it was easier.
Bob, have a great morning. Appreciate you listening.
You too.
All right, there he goes. 248-398-9279. Line two.
Boot check.
All right, who's this? Boot check, hello?
Hello.
Hi there, who's this?
This is Dale.
Dale, you got your boots on?
I just took them off. I'm a third shifter at Kroger's.
So you're just wrapping up, so you're done for the day.
Yes, sir.
There he is, man, working at the Kroger's. And you put an S on it, which is the way it should be spelled.
Yes.
You know, they put it...
I know it's Kroger.
No, that's all right. No, we're not complaining. 248-398-9279. Anybody at Kroger?
All the other third shifters at Kroger's.
There it is. Okay, there he goes. 248-398-9279. Thank you, Dale. If you put an S on Kroger's, on Kroger and Meijer and Ford's, would that completely blow people's minds? We didn't know. We wouldn't know how to say it.
Yeah,
you think about it. If Kroger's. The sign said Kroger's, yeah, you would just you sound like a fishing reel.
We're going to Meijer's.
Where you going, Kroger's? My head hurts. 817. Big Jim's. See you next. Big Jim's house here. 820. Big Jim is Ryan Logan. Jack on the house this morning. Appreciate you, buddy. We will get players for Burbs in about 20 minutes. Battle of the Burbs. Some Pizza Hut up for grabs. You know, we didn't get to all the text messages that were coming in from people with their boot checks. A couple folks want to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, we got one that says, boot check. Shout-out to the West Bloomfield Police Department. It's Dispatchers Appreciation Week, and it came in from Officer Krosky.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
When Emily used to work here with us.
She wanted to do, right?
She's doing dispatch, I think, in Waterford, as a matter of fact. I haven't been arrested in 3 months, so I don't know.
I was going to say, we shouldn't call them to tell them happy Appreciation Week, right? They don't want those phone calls coming. Loading the lines up today.
There's a moron on the line.
Happy Appreciation Week. Love you.
What was the other one?
Also, we got Tony's an HVAC tech. He's checking in this morning for the boot check.
Tony! Appreciate you, man.
Oh, Farmer Mike. He's checking in for the boot check. He's got his boots on. He's practicing safe farming. I got my rubbers on. Boots.
Oh, is that right? Okay. I was wondering where you were going with that. Okay.
Yeah, they wear them, you know, like rain boots.
No, I understand. Yeah. Safe farming? Okay. Hold on. Man, I'm asked. I don't want to say this on air. Can't say that on the air, can we?
Damn it.
So the story today, and it's funny, we did not intend for this to be such a thing, but it has been a blast. Young man picks up a 7-10 split over the weekend. The call's great. He's great. The ginger assassin, 18 years old, on TV. And earlier this morning, we were talking about people, listeners who've had 300 games. We had a lot of them. One guy said his dad threw 6 in a row.
Yeah, 6 in a row.
And he gave us a name. We looked, it's real.
Yes.
But this is a deep question. If you can answer it, 248-398-9279. That's our house phone. Almost forgot our own number. What was your 7-10 split moment?
Ooh.
This kid picks up the 7-10 split. Well, here's the call. And by the way, the keyword is...
The keyword's bowl.
Yeah. What was your 7-10 split moment? We'll explain.
7-10. Come on, man.
The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. My goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
That's fantastic. So what was your 7-10 moment? That moment in life that just was magical. Your 7-10 moment. See what I'm saying? Like, this kid
right.
may never pick up a 7-10 again, but he did it on national TV. That's a 7-10 moment right there. That's your big moment.
Yes.
Something that's just so wild that happened to you. 248-398-9279. By the way, I want to say hi to Carol and Christine at GMI, Green Manufacturing in Chelsea. Thanks for having us on. They checked in. What is your 7-10 moment? It's a tough question.
Now, one that just randomly popped into my head. I don't know if it's a full 7-10 moment, but it was definitely for me. When I was sitting having some drinks with my buddies, and this was back when we were having Eddie Money in all the time.
Yep.
And sometimes they look through my phone because I'll put, you know, people call in, I put their name and number in my phone. So I got some kind of cool names in my phone. Doesn't mean I can call them. But
correct.
But Eddie Money, they're like, you got Eddie Money's number? I'm like, yeah, I'm buddies with him, man. They're like, no, you're not. He comes into the show once in a while. I'm like, yeah, right, whatever. I'll FaceTime him right now. Watch, he'll answer. And it would just FaceTime, one ring, Eddie picks up and goes,
Rye, what's going on, man? How you doing?
See,
and it was just like all my buddies were blown away, and I'm like, dude, for him to answer one ring like he was waiting for my call,
and that's your 7-10 moment.
It was such a
great one, because not only was it a magical moment that Eddie did that, but the fact that everybody knew it.
Yes,
you had witnesses.
Yes, I had people there
saying, "Like,
see,
we did this one." Keyword bull, if you want to see this 7-10. I was going to say my marriage, married my wife, but if you decided to talk about Eddie Money instead of Heidi, that's fine.
What, seven? Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Wow. Wow. Dude.
I got to be careful.
You think so?
I made her get up early this morning.
I know. I threw you right under a bus there. I apologize. Let's go to Ryan on line one. Hi, Ryan. Welcome into Big Jim's house. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to share my story.
Yeah.
A few years ago, I started a new job, and I'm not really one to, quickly make friends and start going out and hanging out with people, but somebody approached me and they're like, hey, you started as a video production guy. Do you want to help me out with this contest that I'm trying to get into? And we have a chance to go to Hollywood and go to this whole thing. So it just sounded like it would never happen, but I didn't have anything going on. So we did it. Long story short, ended up winning the video contest. They called us. They sent us to Hollywood. I met a bunch of actors, went in on a movie premiere, and met a bunch of football players that were staying at my hotel from my hometown.
That's it. That is your 7-10 moment.
Went into it with no expectations, and then boom, you're hanging out with stars.
That is awesome. That is so cool of you to share that story, man. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
All right, there he goes. 248-398-9279. My 7-10 moment is Shark Tank. The fact that I got on Shark Tank with a product that wasn't even in a store yet.
Yeah, that's true.
How that all happened. Well, I'll tell the story someday, but if you want to go to Season 5, Episode 2, Man Metals, that's me. My fat head on TV getting crushed by everyone. But no, I had a blast. I was on Shark Tank.
It was a ton of fun. Plus, that's another one of those moments where you have it for
forever. Everybody saw it. There's a lot more to that story, which I think
two
we can
weeks
tell
before
now.
Christmas, it airs 30 times for whatever reason. That's the episode.
I would like to say thank you to my bank account for that one. Joe, what was your 7-10 moment, your big moment?
Hey, morning, guys.
Morning.
The big moment was I was going to U of D. My brother was an assistant coach under Dick Vitale there, and we had a road game at Marquette when they were a national powerhouse, and we beat them. And I had worked my way down to the floor sitting with the cheerleaders and stuff. And when they sunk that last shot, man, and we won, I'm out at center court dancing with Dick Vitale. And the picture had my fist pumped up in the air, and my picture was taken in the newspaper.
See,
no
there, there.
Way. That's
there it
awesome.
Is. That is a great story,
that's
Joe.
That's a cool one.
Hey, Joe, hold on. We want to get your info. We'll get you one of our keychains, okay?
Hey, appreciate it. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening in the morning. Have a great day.
You guys are great. Always do. You too.
Thank you, bud. Nice guy. These are great. This is a deeper think than just, this isn't just one time I ate a burger and passed gas.
Right.
You got to think about this.
Well, and it's like multiple layers. You'll think of one thing and it'll go, wait a minute, but I had this moment.
In honor of the young man, the ginger assassin, who got the 7-10 split, what was your 7-10 split moment? 248-398-9279. Again, if you want to see the video, the keyword is...
The keyword's bowl.
I don't think we can play this clip enough this morning. It just puts you in a good mood.
7-10. Come on, man.
The 7-10 only been made on television 3 times in the history of professional bowling on TV.
Come on, kid, do it. My goodness, the ginger assassin just dropped the 7-10. You bet, kid. You bet. Oh, man.
Love that, man. 248-398-9279. We'll send it right to you. 94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house here. Big Jim is Ryan Logan, and we got Jim and Dexter on the phone. Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're good, man. So we are still sitting here talking about your 7-10 moments in honor of the bowler that picked up the 7-10 split on national TV. What was your 7-10 moment, Jim?
So I used to work in the 80s. I worked in the parking lot at Pine Knob.
Okay.
And I used to help guide all the cars to their parking spots. And then one day I got duty. They assigned me to park the buses where people would rent a bus and pack a full of people. And so my job was to jump on the bus and guide them to the place where all the fans would park. And so I jump on this bus and I And I look at the guy and I'm like, okay, man, we're going to go over that direction, park over there with all the other buses. And then he goes, no, I don't think we're parking over there. And I go, yeah, that's where all the buses park, man. There's no other place to go. You got to go over there. And a guy sticks his head out from behind, from the bus into the front cab area. And it's Bruce Dickerson from Iron Maiden.
No.
Yeah. And he goes, no, we're going to park with the bands. And I'm like, oh, hell yeah. You
whatever you say.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dickinson, yeah.
And so I took him over there, and then I got to go backstage for the whole concert and do all that. And so after the whole show was over, I show back up to my buddies to, you know, direct cars out. And they're like, where were you at? You know, and they're like, you vanished. You had buses to park. And I'm like, well, I got... The band wanted me to go backstage and stay with them so I could guide them out in their bus.
I didn't have time for your little car job. Yeah, I was hanging out with Maiden.
You guys are doing.
Yeah, listen, man, I'll tell you what. You get out there and be the trooper. See what I did there a little bit? Little. Donnie got the joke. You didn't. Okay. Thank you, Ryan.
I resisted screeching like a girl. I mean, Iron Maiden.
Oh, man. I'd screech like a girl. Absolutely. Man, that's a great story. Thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Bye. All right. There he goes. Yeah, we're still talking about this. Yeah. Your 7:10 moment. You got that, the Trooper, Iron Maiden?
No.
Okay, never mind. Google it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, God, Donnie's going to give you a smack, man. You're going to be in trouble here. Easy. Mom's about to rise up on you like a muffin, man. If you want to see the bowling video of the guy getting the 7:10 split that started this whole conversation about your 7:10 moments, text us. The keyword is...
Bowl.
If you want to see how many times Donnie hits Ryan after the... not
Big Jim's house.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
All right, we're out of here. Donnie's coming in next. Beautiful day. Go sit inside, read a book. Backwards guy. Hey, it's sunny outside. What are you doing? Nothing. You gotta go outside. You gonna hit some golf balls today or something?
I don't know. Maybe. I big news today.
What's that?
Guess what I'm doing. Getting my brakes changed.
They were supposed to get changed how many months ago?
Oh, a lot of months ago. The car will tell you that. Listen to me pull out of the parking lot.
Okay. When some people say drive-by, you assume shooting. For Ryan, it's a drive-by because he can't stop. He just drives right by you.
I mean, the car still stops. The front brakes are working well.
The rear ones are screaming.
Yeah, it's weird. My car just comes up a little bit every time.
Good luck, yeah. Like you're in a wacky race or something?
No, but I'm pumped. Got my brother do them.
Wait a minute.
at where he works, he has a car lift and everything to do it. So I called him. I'm like, hey, if I buy the rotors and pads and come to your work, can you just do them tomorrow night? He goes, yeah, sure, bring it over.
Well, that's okay.
And taking advantage of what I got, you know,
no,
resources.
You asked, though. You asked. That's good. That's good. Good call. Well, good. You going to drive the car now?
Yeah.
Quit borrowing my truck?
Yeah.
Is that what? Okay.
I get some hubcaps. Moving into a new neighborhood, man. I got to have a decent looking car when I go in there.
I got you hubcaps.
I know. I have two of those left. Those are the two that you got me. The other two I lost, so I took the other.
I don't know what's going on, man. Remember those like Wreck-Em cars, ones that hit and all the little parts would fall off when you're a kid and you put them all together? I swear to God, that's your car. I'm convinced. Tomorrow we're back. Battle of the Burbs Wednesday. First round bright and early at 6:20. We get players like at 6:15.
Yes.
So if you're up early, jump in. It's a great time to get in on that. Wilson Ramos joins us tomorrow from the Detroit Tigers. We'll talk Venezuelan food. Yes, we had a Tigers player on and the conversation turned into food. Are you surprised?
Of course.
Not really. We could talk food with anybody. Arapas. Arepas?
Arapas.
Arepas.
Arepas. Arepas.
You know what I'm talking about?
Arepas.
You ever seen these?
No.
Okay. I don't know how to describe them. Anyway, they're little pockets of magic food.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. We got to ask him about this. There's a place in downtown Detroit that Miggy fell in love with because it's legit Venezuelan food.
Right.
And Ramos is from Venezuela. So we'll talk with him in the morning as well. And then we got another mashup, Metallica and Van Halen. Is it better than Metallica and Huey Lewis?
Ooh.
We'll play that game tomorrow morning. You guys have a great day. Donnie's next. Be well, be safe, and we're going to miss you.
We need you. Hell, I need you. I'm a mess without you. I miss you so damn much. I miss being with you. I miss being near you. I miss your laugh. I miss your scent. I miss your musk.
When this all gets sorted out, I think you and me should get an apartment together.
You're damn right, Sig.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.